at the last shiur. First, remember who I am. Second, last year we spoke about Kina, Losachmod, and we gave basically a preface to what now the Mesillas Yesharim is going to speak about. So we're up to basically the end of Perek. What is it? Yud Aleph Hakina. Hakina gamhi eina elechisarn yediyah v'sichlus. Being jealous is a foolish thing. A person doesn't really understand what there is to understand in this world. Because of that, he's jealous. Because like we said from the Gemara in Shabbos, that what you are jealous of, you won't get. It's impossible to get what is meant for somebody else. And you won't cause a loss to anybody who you're jealous of. So it's futile. Right? And who loses out? The person himself loses out. Like we explained, that if you don't focus in, the kina, we said, is basically wanting to be somebody else. Not being happy with what you are and what you have, but only seeing importance in what somebody else is and what somebody else has. And therefore, you're never going to be somebody else, so you're not going to be able to get what you want. And what you have, you will not develop, and it'll atrophy, and you lose what you have too. K'mayim rakosuf shezocharti uposet tomis kina. So kina kills a person who is foolish. V'omnim yesh misha sichluso rabba kol kach. Right, some people are very foolish when it comes to the midah of kina. Adshim yir lechaveru eza tova is ashes beasmo v'yidag v'yitztayer ad shafilu atova shibiyodo lo yahanu. If he sees that somebody else has something good that he doesn't have, it eats him up alive. That's a simple meaning of the pasuk, Rekev Atzomos Kina. It rots your bones. It mamish eats you up alive. And what's it called? And similar to what... and if you can't have that thing, nothing you have is important. Like they say by Haman. Like Kol Zeh, he had everything. Except one thing. One Jew didn't bow down to him. So the Kol Zeh and then Shoveli, it's all worthless to me. If I don't have Mordechai, right? Same thing. People, not exactly the exact same thing, but people see that somebody else has something they don't have, and they have tremendous brachas, but it's all worthless to me because I don't have what that person has, and that's the main focus of my life. That's what it means. Kina rots your bones. It just eats you up alive. And the way we explained it, it destroys your individuality, destroys your essence, because you don't recognize what you are and what you have. You only recognize what you don't have, what somebody else is. Some people are not that bad. Right? They don't go crazy if they see something that somebody else has that they don't have. But they do feel bad. They feel bad that they don't have what the other person has. They also can't forgive a person who not that he has something physical, material. But he gets a mila, right? He gets elected. The other guy didn't get elected. Not no connection here to anything. Not really. I couldn't think of anything. The person goes mila legadula, right? Can't be that this guy's a rov, and nobody wants to be mekana a rov. So that's a ridiculous example. So that's called a politician. This guy has these ola legadula. So people are jealous. What's it called? I wish I had that gadula or whatever. And unless it's my best friend, then I'm happy for him. It's not my best friend. It bothers me. Right? How come I'm not? He has it and I don't have it. Surely if it's somebody you don't like, right, and that person gets some kind of COVID, right, really bothers you that he got the COVID or whatever. The guy is a stranger and he got the COVID and I didn't get it. The tirish of the PM Modem al Tovaso, and sometimes people, you know, smile on the outside to people and appear to be happy about somebody else's fortune, and Achlibam Rabakirbam, but their hearts eating them up alive inside. Many people like that. They're not mamish jealous people that their whole lives turn over because they're jealous of other people. But they're not clean of that mida, and it bothers them. Right? It doesn't bother them to the extent that nothing makes them happy because they don't have that thing, or they're not. It bothers them that somebody else has a mila they don't have, but it bothers them. And that itself is foolishness. There's another kind of kina, right, that's common, where people are jealous of people in the same occupation, the same business, and they're more matzliach, right, a more successful businessman, the same business I'm in, a more successful doctor, dentist, rabbi, whatever it may be, right, people are jealous of one or the other. So what's the foolishness here? Everybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, portions out what they're supposed to have in this world, and nobody touches anybody else a hair's breadth. You get what you're supposed to get, somebody else gets what they're supposed to get. Very hard to put that into practice, because most people think that if you put in the effort, you'll get whatever you want, right? And that is, you know, the American way, right? You put in the effort and put in the work, and there's no limit to what you can get. But that's not really true, right? And again, we spoke about Shabbos, this hurricane, to show that, you know, people can have all the right conditions, and you're not in control. And what you want, what you have, what you have, up to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And in a second, the whole world can change. Mamash in a second. And everything is part of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's plan beyond our comprehension. And like we said, the best example is a play. Right? Everybody has their part. And that part was decreed from before the world was created. Everybody's neshama, right, was God created all these neshamas. They were originally part of Adam HaRishon. But everyone has his part to play in this world to bring the world to completion. And you have a choice. You can do it, not do it, choose to do it, not do it. Somehow the part's going to be done whether you like it or not. If you choose to do it properly, you'll get rewarded for it. If you don't choose, you won't get rewarded for it. But in any case, the part goes along with a costume. That's called your body. And that's why some people have more perfect bodies and more imperfect bodies. People are handicapped or whatever. That's part of the costume. That's the costume that they were supposed to have. And you get props. Some people have more props, some people less props. And like we said, more props doesn't mean that you're more important. Because you can be the court jester and have 10 props and be the king and have only one prop. It means that that's what's befitting your part in this world. And again, all of this makes sense. First of all, you have to be a maimon that the Rebbeinu Shlomo controls the world, that you don't control the world, which is very hard. That's the first thing. Because most of us, or if not all of us, right, get to think that, you know, we can control our destiny, and they really can't control anything except your free choice. That's it. Otherwise, the Rebbeinu Shlomo controls everything else around.
You can also
question? Yeah. Hold on, let me just finish this thought, and then you can. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the one who apportions out what a person has, what he gets, what he's supposed to get, or whatever. And therefore, you can't be somebody else. You can't have somebody else's part, so you don't need their costume, you don't need their props. And that's the real hashkafa. But it's very hard to get that hashkafa, because again, we're pretty much programmed to think that we can control, and if you want it, you can get it, and it's yours just as much as somebody else's. Hine lo hayolahem tam litzdar betovas reim klal. If that's the case, if somebody really believed this, not just lip service, right? And we're not talking about people who are fakers, right? People, you know, they do believe it. But like we've said many times, there's a difference between believing and believing. There's a difference between believing it intellectually and feeling it. And many of us believe it, but we don't feel it. So it's not real to us. It's just a nice idea. But when it comes down to mice, it's not really like that. And somebody would really believe this and really feel it, then he'd have no qualms if somebody else has something he doesn't have, and he wouldn't feel he's missing anything. Right? V'humashe yied lanu hanavi al hazman ha'asid. Right? That in the future, that's the way it's going to be. There won't be any keen or whatever. Okay, now we'll state the question. Yeah.
The Masada Sulshami says that the person who's jealous is foolish because he's not going to get anything. He's not going to gain anything. But is there a concept of can you have jealousy without I'm honor? In other words, the person that he's focusing on, he will also suffer because I can't see that there's, because his energy, isn't there iron horror in every aspect of jealousy?
Or yeah, usually, right. In other words, you're going to hurt that person by having that jealousy, that evil. So it depends. Under normal circumstances, okay, even though there are those who say not like that, but your iron horror can't hurt somebody, just like can't hurt somebody physically or whatever, unless the person deserves it. Okay? Memela, even though ayin hara could be a force, it's like a radiation or whatever, of course some say, but it's only going to affect somebody if they deserve it, meaning the following. If somebody has something nice, and they don't flaunt it, and they don't make you feel bad, they didn't cause you your jealousy, your jealousy comes from you. An example of that, and not do a jealousy, tznius. Right? If a woman dresses properly or whatever, and somebody uses her for his, what's it called, fantasies, she has no guilt at all. She's not her fault, whatever. But if she goes around and flirts and makes people have these fantasies, then she's going to be punished for this guy's doing, because she caused it. And she had a part in it. So if I go around flaunting my things and cause you to be jealous, then your ayin hara has a place to affect me, because I deserve it, because I'm partially guilty of your jealousy. But if it's not coming from me at all, right? I have not flaunted this. I haven't done anything to make you jealous. You've made yourself jealous. Then your ayin hara can't hurt me. L'chara. Okay, he says that's what's going to be in the future. Shalaman tia tovas Yisrael shleima, in order that there should be total good when Mashiach comes. Yaktim Hakadosh Baruch Hu lehasim levenu hamida hameguna hazos. When there's perfect good, it's not that everybody's going to have everything. You're going to have what you need, right? You're going to have what you don't need. So if there's jealousy, then people are not going to feel fulfilled. They're going to feel they're missing something. So first the Rebbe is going to have to make people sameach b'chelko. Then you can be rich, because you have what you need. Okay, so therefore, v'oz lo yetzar le'echa b'tovas acher. Everybody will have the ultimate good that they can have. And nobody's going to be jealous of somebody else's good. V'gam lo yitztorech ha-matzliach le'hastar atzma u'dvar b'nyakina. And then nobody's going to have to hide their success for fear that they're causing somebody else to be jealous of them. This is the kind of peace and harmony that exists by Malachim. Nobody is jealous of somebody. Everybody knows I'm Gavriel, I'm Michael, I'm Raphael. I'm not, what's it called, I'm not supposed to be the other Malach. I have exactly what I need to fulfill my purpose. So they're all happy with everybody else's success, and not doesn't bother them that somebody else something is not that's not them, it's not me. They nechod miskane bechaveru klal ki kulam yodim ho emes lamito the il alozim alatova should be yodim musmeichem bechelkom. Everybody's happy and they understand they have a portion and they're happy with their portion. This is what the So they want the best for themselves, but not necessarily to be like somebody else. That's the idea. And in the world we live in, that's a lot of the problem with nations and with what's it called, with people, men, women. Right, women aren't happy being women, they want to be men, right? And the men aren't happy being men, and they want to, they're the milus that women have. And nobody's happy with the chelik that the Rabban Shem gave them. It's hard for them to accept that they're given a chelik. They think that they can get everything. If they would just work hard enough, you'll be able to get everything. Is that true? Right? You're given a certain chelik in this world, and that's why Isaiah Asher, Asameh Pechelko, you'll never feel rich if you feel that you could always have more. And you don't have a chelik. You don't have any kind of framework. And therefore, if there's no framework, then nobody ever has everything. So you're never rich. You're always focusing in on what you don't have. But if you understand that you have to be in a framework, within that framework you have what you need, then you can be happy. And you can be rich. Okay. Okay, I think next time we'll finish up this paragraph.